Sam.
Yes.
Did you use the product for more than 1 year before you were diagnosed?
Altogether.
Just confirm. I did ask you this already. Can you please confirm for me that you did use the product for at least 1 year before you were diagnosed with the NHL?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You have to hit this one. That's why I have you in this one.
He did it.
What?
No, I know, but he. Okay.
He used it, right?
Yeah. No. That's not my fault. Is what I'm saying.
I know.
All right, Sam. We're ready to get you your document. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hold on a second. Yeah, we're ready. We're ready.
I'm going to do a draft. What? I'm going to do the same thing as yesterday. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, he's going to have...
No, I just want to make sure it doesn't...
A4D. Okay.
There you go.
What'd you do?
All right.
Oh, you're just going to put his, right?
No, you can leave it blank. It's not required. His spouse email.
He doesn't have a spouse.
And no, that's why it was. But it has NA. It had NA, so it said NA.
So you have to leave that blank.
Well, you could put NA at Gmail.
Okay. That's crazy. All right.
It's not a valid email. It's sending you a valid.
You learn something. They change these things on me. And so when somebody doesn't have a spouse... You have to put in their NA, but on the one where it says spouse's email, you have to put in NA@gmail.com or something like that. That's kind of crazy. So I'm talking to you, Sam. Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking to somebody else.
No, I was talking to you, but we got it all figured out. So hold on here. I'm getting ready to send you this document, and then this one I'm going to walk you through how to sign it.
Will you send it through the Gmail or a text?
Both ways. Which way is easiest for you?
Okay.
You want to start with text, and if that doesn't work, we'll do it. Okay. I think you'll get this. All right. Here it comes right now. It's spinning on my end. All right. You should have just gotten that document, a text message from Randall Reese.
A text message?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, it's going to be the one that says Randall, not the one that says Randy. Because the one that says Randy is just my phone number and stuff.
Okay, the text message from Randall Reese, right?
Yes, click on that one. Go ahead and open that up. Tell me what you see on your screen.
Hold up.
Sure, take your time. You were so patient with me, Sam, you could take all day. I don't care, dude. You're good.
I appreciate that, man. I try, man. Just living a while.
Patience is a virtue, and you certainly have it. So good for you.
Thank God, man, for all of us, man.
Yes, thank God. So once that loads up, once you click on that screen, it should take you to a page that says Randall Reese is please review and act on these documents. Do you see that?
It's an envelope thing. Hold on.
Well, let me give you a little tip. Here's a little tip. When you're doing that, everything you're going to want to do is going to be highlighted in yellow.
Okay, I see it. I see it now.
What does it say in yellow? Does it say next?
Yep.
Hit next. Now, does it show you a screen that I agree to use electronic records and signatures?
Yeah.
Check that box with your finger, and then hit the yellow continue.
Okay. Hit the box with my...
Yeah, check that box.
I already did that. So what to do now?
Hit continue, the yellow continue.
I already done that.
Now, do you see on a page where it says start? In yellow? What do you see in yellow? I know you're... hit start.
Yes.
Okay, now
already
what do you
done
see?
That.
What do you see on your screen now?
It's hard to read this stuff, man.
You don't have to read
it.
What do you see in the yellow? Do you see like a little yellow thing that's asking for a signature?
I see a yellow.
Touch
that.
Yeah,
right here.
Touch that, and what will happen is a box will pop up. And in that box, it's going to say, draw your signature. Now, you could either draw it or you could hit select style. Do you see where it says select style?
Yeah.
Touch select style, and it should place a signature in that box for you. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. Hit adopt and sign down in the corner, in the very lower left-hand corner. Adopt and sign. Now, once you do that, it should save that signature, and you're going to want to hit next, or you're going to want to touch any place where you see a little yellow place for you to sign.
For me to sign?
Yes, and you're just going to touch it.
It's like,
there's a bunch of them.
I'm done.
Okay. Does it say finish?
Yes.
Touch finish. Good job. I'll get it back here in a second, and I'll take a look at it. Good job. Now, if you missed any signature, when you touch finish, it'll take you back to those signatures with a red X. All you'll have to do is touch the red X. You got it. Look at that. I got it.
I'm already done.
I know. I'm impressed. Good job. Let me take a look at it here. Okay. Got your initials, too. Good job. Got everything on here. Okay. So.
I tried, man. My eyesight is kind of bad.
Okay. And you did check the box that you do have access to your online health care portal. Will you be able to provide the attorneys access to that if they ask?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second now. Let me make sure that you got to have that on there. You don't have the, we'll take it from here. Let me give you an idea of what to expect, okay, what's going to happen next. Either myself or the law firm will be reaching out to you. They may go over some of the same questions that we discussed today. That's completely normal. It's part of the process to confirm all the details of the case and ensure everything's accurate. If I have any additional questions that I missed or I have any questions here, I will be calling you myself. If the attorneys do ask you to sign additional forms, again, that's completely normal. You've already signed pretty good paperwork, so I think you'll be okay. If I have to have you re-sign the documents, it would be because of that one question, but I think we're okay. I'll leave it alone. Okay, if you don't hear from them within the next 24 or 48 hours, I'd highly suggest you give them a call. But really what I would highly suggest is you give me a call, Sam, if you don't hear from the attorney in the next 48 hours. But I do stay on top of this, so I'll be watching.
This number right here?
Yes,
this
sir.
Number?
The one I texted you, the 949 number.
Okay.
That's
okay.
My number. So, but you'll either hear from me or them within the next 48 hours, okay? And like I say, if there's something else that I need from you, I'll be calling you back shortly. Can I confirm that you'd be available to take a call within the next couple of hours?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And if I miss you, I'll leave you a voice message, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me?
Leave me a text.
That's even better. I can do that.
All right.
Did you have any questions for me now, Mr. Randall?
No, I'm just going to go in this restroom.
Okay. If I need anything else, like I said, I'll get back to you, okay, on that. And I do thank you very much for spending the time with me on this.
Okay, I appreciate you, sir. You're a good man, and you have a nice life, and be safe out here.
You too, brother. And I'll be talking to you again, so thank you so much, Sam. Bye-bye.